Chapter 2 Human Rights-Based Provision of Contraceptive Information and Services. Guidelines for Monitoring. WHO Recommendations. WHO's recommendations for human rights standards are organized into 9 sections, each section pertaining to one of the 9 human rights principles and standards defined in Chapter 1. Non-discrimination, availability, accessibility, acceptability, quality, informed decision-making, privacy and confidentiality, participation, and accountability. Note reference, 14. This chapter is therefore organized into the same 9 sections. Each section is further divided into subsections pertaining to recommendations from the WHO guidance document. Following each set of WHO recommendation S presented, the definition of important terms used in the recommendation and the rationale for the recommendation are presented. Where necessary, the operational implications of the recommendation are described. Following each recommendation or a set of recommendations is a box with a checklist of questions, which probe into the extent to which a government has implemented or complied with the WHO recommendation S in question. Not all checklists and questions may be relevant to every setting, and these will have to be suitably adapted. Some of the questions in the checklist are about policies and program guidelines, and to find answers to these, a review of the latest policy or program documents would be necessary. Policy documents include not only formally published policies of the government, but regulations and official orders of the government or administrative structure at different levels, and of published and unpublished studies and reports which comment on the content of these policies and programs. Other questions are about what the situation is in practice. To answer these, one may draw on published statistical data where relevant, or examine small-scale studies on the situation, or even undertake a limited data collection exercise in one's own setting. It may be feasible to undertake a fact-finding exercise of the situation by visiting a cross-section of facilities or by speaking to key informants and community members and users of services. The collection of answers to questions in the checklist will yield the human rights report card for a given setting at a given time point. Not all recommendations and checklists have to be used at the same time. One may decide to focus on a particular set of rights principles at a given time. Page 20. And carry out a situation analysis on that. For example, an organization may decide to carry out a situational analysis on whether or not the right of users for informed decision-making in matters related to contraception is being upheld. At the end of a situation analysis, rights violations and failure to uphold rights within a given setting are likely to come to light. For example, in the situation analysis on informed decision-making, it may emerge that users are given information only on a limited range of contraceptives or even just one, or that they receive almost no information on side effects of contraceptives, or that the information given is not in a format that is easily understood by a large proportion of users. It will then be up to the advocates to decide which of the issues would be an immediate priority for advocacy and action. Periodic reviews will indicate whether or not there is progressive realization of a rights-based approach. These results may then be used to hold governments accountable. The use of WHO recommendations as basis for the checklist gives us as FRHR advocates greater leverage to demand that governments adhere to these recommendations from a multilateral technical entity,